They climbed out, tying the boat to a root that had pushed through the cracked white stone. When they had mounted up, they stopped, staring silently at the vine-draped walls and mossy corridors. The very air of the ruined city was charged with quiet resonance, like a tuned but unplucked string. Even Kantaka stood, seemingly abashed, tail held low as she sniffed the air. Then her ears straightened. The hiss was almost imperceptible. A line of shadow leaped past Simon's face and struck one of the attenuated walkways. Sparkling chips of green stone exploded in all directions. Simon whirled to look back. Standing not 100 ells away, separated from the companions only by the rolling expanse of river, stood a black-garbed figure holding a bow as long as he was tall. A dozen or so others, garbed in blue and black surcoats, were scrambling up a pathway to stand beside him. One of them carried a torch. The black figure lifted a hand to his mouth, showing for an instant a flash of pale beard.
You have nowhere to go!
Ingen Jaeger's voice came faint above the sounds of the river.
Serenda in the king's name!
The boat!
But even as they moved to the steps, black-clad Ingen reached out some slender thing toward the torchbearer. Fire blossomed at one end. A moment later, he had knocked it on his bowstring. As the companions reached the bottom step, a bolt of fire leaped across the river, exploding into the side of the boat. The quivering arrow ignited the bark almost instantly, and the troll had time only to pull one of the packs from the craft before the flames forced him back. Momentarily hidden behind the leaping fire, Simon and Maria darted up the stairs, Binnevik close behind. At the top, Kantaka was running from side to side in dismay.
Run! Now!
On the far side of the river, two more bowmen stepped up to Ingen's side. As Simon strained toward the cover of the nearest tower, he heard the awful hum of another arrow and saw it skid across the tiles 20 cubits before him. Two more clattered against the tower wall that seemed so achingly far ahead. He whirled to see Binnevik tumble to the ground, a tiny bundle at the girl's feet. Somewhere, a wolf was howling.